All right, so today the date is March 13th, 2019, and the interviewee is Kevin Camacho. He's a senior at APU College. And what is your expected graduation date, Kevin?
Spring 2019.
Cool. And why did you choose the field of kinesiology?
Just because it was most closely related to what interests me, like sports mainly and the human body.
Yeah. And do you know of any certifications that you need to have if you want to be a certified strength and conditioning coach, for example?
Just a certification in physical training.
Yeah, all right. Yes. And do you have any idea of what your next step is in your education or career?
Yeah, probably to get my master's degree. And then from there, try to land a job as a baseball coach or at a college or be a physical trainer at a college.
Nice. Did you ever consider looking into coaching at the school, at APU?
Yeah, I definitely considered it, and I would definitely, I'd love helping if they'd have me.
Cool. And what is your career goal after college?
My main career goal, like I said, is once I'm done with my master's, is to be a baseball coach or a physical trainer.
For sure.
At a college or university. Yes.
And is there any general advice you would give for an incoming freshman or a transfer new to APU and in the field of kinesiology?
It's a pretty interesting major if you like anything from like the human body to sports marketing to facilities and stuff like that. There's some tough classes, but the teachers are great. So just, make sure you ask a lot of questions.
For sure. Is there any advice related to being a kinesiology major that you would say give somebody that's an underclassman and that's struggling in the major?
Like I said, the teachers are really great, and make sure you ask a lot of questions, and like I said, and stick with it. And if you're looking for a career in some type of physical training or even coaching or anything like that, then this is the major for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I saw that was helpful too, especially at the school, was the tutoring center here. And in the kinesiology department, they really are helpful and friendly and communicate well with
them. Yeah, they're always available. They're always available, too. Yes.
All right. I think that'll conclude the podcast. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.